Parshas Shmos, the story the Torah tells of how Moshe Rabbeinu took his wife and his children, his two sons, and he led them on a donkey, and he went back to Eretz Mitzrayim and he took his staff to do the Ten Makas and to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. So Rashi quotes on the words Al HaChamoir, on the donkey, Chamoir HaMeyuchad, on the special donkey. Which donkey is special? Says Rashi, Hu HaChamoir Shechovash Avram LaKedas Yitzchok. That's the donkey that Avram harnessed for Akedas Yitzchok. To when we find that it says, Vayachvesh is Chamoirei, Avram saddled his donkey, and he got his donkey ready to go on the way to take him and Yitzchak to Haramiria for the Akedah. Carries on Rashi, V'husha Asid Melech HaMashiach Li'igoli Solov. And this donkey is the donkey that Mashiach is going to, in the future, reveal himself on it. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Oni V'reichav Alachamir. The Mashiach is going to come, is going to arrive, like a poor man riding on a donkey. What does Rashi want to tell us with this explanation? Why does the Pasuk say, Vayarkivim al hachamir, on the donkey? Which donkey? Hey hayidia, hachamir. It's like, on the donkey, yeah, we know which donkey. Which donkey? The special donkey. That's why Rashi has to tell you what's so special about the donkey. But this isn't it a little bit strange? Rashi could tell you that the donkey is special because Avram used it. Why does Rashi need to add that Avram used it for Akedas Yitzchak? And not just that. Rashi adds a seemingly crazy thing. That Mashiach is going to reveal himself on it, which is a Ness, a tremendous Dover Pele. That means the donkey has to be alive for many thousands of years. What does that have to do with the explanation in the Pasuk? And one could say that Rashi is trying to tell you what's so special about this donkey, because maybe why did Moshe Rabbeinu bring both his wife and both his sons? I mean, couldn't he get another donkey or different camels or any other way of transportation? He had to get everything, all of his belongings and his wife and his two children on one donkey. Oh, so Rashi has to tell you that it's a wondrous donkey, an amazing donkey. Okay, but why? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu bring all his stuff on this only donkey? In order to get the clue to what Rashi wants to tell us over here, we have to look back at where Rashi quotes from. Rashi is quoting from the source of Rashi is in Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer, which over there, it says that this donkey is Ben Ha'osein Shenivris Ben Hashmoshes. This donkey, this Chameir, is the son of the donkey that was created by Hashem, Ben Hashmoshes, in the 6 days of creation, Ben Hashmoshes. Rashi doesn't quote that. In other words, Rashi is trying to tell us that I'm not coming over here to tell you all the amazing faculties and the great yichus of this donkey. No, Rashi is telling us something that is very, very negeya to our story here in the Torah, which is the going of Moshe Rabbeinu from Midian to Mitzrayim to redeem the Yidden. And that's why Rashi over here brings that Mashiach is going to be revealed on this donkey, to tell you that this donkey is destined for the redemption of Yidden. And Moshe is going down with his wife and children to Mitzrayim was in order to redeem the Yidden from Eretz Mitzrayim. But if so, then what is the connection to the Chamer Shechovesh Avram for Akedas Yitzchak? What does Avram's going on this donkey have to do with anything? And the Rebbe's unique way of learning Diyukim and Rashi, the Rebbe comes to the explanation based on a very simple way of how to look at the psukim. What is going on really over here in the story in the Torah? And that will give us a clue of what Rashi is coming to tell us. Why Rashi wants to tell us, Rashi's looking, why does it say in the Torah the way Moshe Rabbeinu came from Midian to Mitzrayim? Why doesn't it just say, in short, Vayikach Moshe es ishtei ves bonov, Vayashav aretz Mitzrayim? Moshe Rabbeinu takes his wife and children and goes back to Mitzrayim. Why does it say Vayakivim al hachamayim? It's bothering Rashi. What is the difference? Why does it have to say that he took them on a donkey? Now, in the discussion between Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem about Hashem sending Moshe Rabbeinu to redeem the Yidden, we find that there was a big dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem, so to say, an argument. Hashem told Moshe, I want you to go, I want to send you to Pare and get the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu argues, Moshe Rabbeinu refuses. He doesn't want to go on the Shlichas. And for 7 days, as Rashi brings down, Hashem was persuading Moshe Rabbeinu by the snare to go in this Shlichas. And Moshe Rabbeinu still insisted and said, Shlach no b'yad tishlach, send, please, Hashem, b'yad tishlach, in by someone, send someone who you usually send. And Rashi explains that in these words, this argument, Shlach no b'yad tishlach, that eventually wasn't even accepted by Hashem. Hashem got angry, so to say, at Moshe Rabbeinu, and sent Moshe Rabbeinu nonetheless to Mitzrayim. But in this argument that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Shlach no b'yad tishlach, please send with someone else, Rashi explains 2 intentions that Moshe Rabbeinu had. Number one, Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to take a great position when he had an older brother, Aaron. Aaron was greater than him. Aaron was also a Navi. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu's intention was, Shlach no b'yad tishlach, send Misha ataragil shlayach, someone who you're used to sending, v'hu Aaron, that's Aaron. That's one pirish that Rashi brings down. Another idea that is brought down is Moshe Rabbeinu argued to Hashem, Shlach no b'yad tishlach, send b'yad acher shetirtze lishloyach. Send in the hand of somebody else shetirtze lishloyach that you'll want to send, because I don't want to go now. Why she'ein seifi lachnisin la'oretz v'liyaskei olam la'osid? I am not destined to eventually bring them into Eretz Yisrael and to redeem them in the future. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, don't send me. I want you to send Mashiach. And he should redeem the Yidden. Now, at the end of the day, as we said before, Hashem did not accept the words of Moshe Rabbeinu to take the Yidden, to send Aaron instead, or to send Mashiach. And Hashem, as Rashi brings, Hashem got, so to say, angry at Moshe Rabbeinu, and Hashem sent Moshe nonetheless. Now it doesn't say in the Pasuk with what Hashem argued back and answered on what Moshe Rabbeinu's complaint and request was. And therefore one can learn that when Moshe Rabbeinu was masking, agreed to do the shlichus of Hashem, the answer of Hashem to him, Moshe Rabbeinu's complaints was answered to Moshe Rabbeinu by Hashem bringing it about that he's going to be Mekayim. This Shlichus should be on a Chameir and a Chameir HaMeyuchad, the special donkey. Which, what did this special donkey do? 2 things. Number one, it was the donkey that Chavash Avram harnessed La'akedas Yitzchak. And it's the donkey that Melech HaMashiach is going to be Nisgala Lihigolis Olav to reveal himself on it. This is the answer to Moshe Rabbeinu's 2 complaints. The first complaint was that what? That Aaron should go. Why? Because Aaron is greater. Moshe in his humble nature wanted Aaron to go. What did Hashem answer him with sending him in the donkey that Avram Avinu went on? Avram Avinu took the donkey on Akedas Yitzchak, when Hashem told Avram, take your son and bind him as an oila. It was a difficult commandment for Avram Avinu, and yet Avram did not hesitate for 1 second from doing Hashem's command. And he did the mitzvah bizrizus. And he himself, vayachvesh es chameri, he harnessed his donkey. He didn't tell one of his servants to do it. He did it himself, Avram Avinu. That will teach Moshe Rabbeinu also in this case. Even though it's true you're taking the position over Aaron, and he could be upset, or it could be he won't want it so much, he'll want you. But if Hashem tells you to do something, you have to do it. Avraham Avinu teaches you that one has to do Hashem's command in the full measure and with simcha, with joy, without hesitation. That is the first answer. The second, Taina, that Moshe Rabbeinu said that I am not the one that's going to be eventually bringing the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael and to be their Redeemer in the time to come. Here Hashem gave him a hint that yes, this donkey is the donkey that in the future Melech HaMashiach is going to reveal himself on it, because the Geula of Melech HaMashiach and the Geula now of Golus Mitzrayim is not two separate Geulas, two separate concepts. But the Geula HaSidah through Melech HaMashiach is a continuation from this Geula of Yetzias Mitzrayim through Moshe. And the Geula HaAsida and the Isgalus of Melech HaMashiach is depending on the Koyach of Moshe and his influence in the Geula by Mitzrayim. And that's why Rashi stresses Shechovash Avram, that Avram Avinu harnessed to answer Moshe on his first answer, and the second point that Asid Melech HaMashiach Li Golis Olav. Because over here we're talking about Mashiach's coming, the Chamer that's Shayach to Melech HaMashiach in his Geula of Yidden that Mashiach's going to be revealed in. That is more the Rebbe explaining the Rashi in its meaning, in its content, in its simple, what Rashi is trying to say. But over here, like in many Rashis, the Rebbe shows very hidden secrets. It's called Miyena Shel Teira Chsidish Taichin. In Rashi, the lie very beautiful ideas, the lie in Rashi. We see over here that there's a difference between the donkey of Avram, the donkey of Moshe, and the donkey of Melech HaMashiach. Three kinds of donkeys. By the donkey of Avram, it says, Avram harnessed the donkey himself. By the donkey of Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Vayarkive Malachamer, Moshe Rabbeinu rode his wife and his sons on the donkey. And by the Chamer of Melech HaMashiach, it says, Asid Melech HaMashiach li Galei Solov, Mashiach is going to be revealed on it. Now these three levels, the Rebbe is going to say and explain now how they are connected and they can be explained to the three stages and the three levels of the three periods of time of Avram, Moshe, and Melech HaMashiach. It's explained in Mefarshim that what is Chamer? Chamer, the word Chamer in Lashon HaKodesh, is from the word Chumrius, Grabkeit, coarseness, physical. Chamer HaGuf v'Chumrius HaElam. Chamer shows on the physicalness of the body and the physicalness of the world. We also know the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov, the Pirush of the Baal Shem Tov, Kisira Chamer Seinacha, when you'll see Chamer Seinacha, the Chamer of your guf, that it's Seinacha, that it's your enemy, and as the famous Torah of the Baal Shem Tov, not to break the guf, but Oziv Taziv Imei, to use the guf in Avedis Hashem. So Chimer shows on the Chimer, Chamer shows on Chimer HaGuf. And what is the idea of the Geula? Why is Moshe Rabbeinu and Mashiach going to use, in a Geula, going to use a Chamer? Because, what is the point of Geula? Geula means the revelation of Hashem's Kedusha in this world. How do we reveal Hashem's Kedusha in this physical Grava world? For that, you need to break and refine the world, the Chaymer. Both the Chumrius of the Guf, of the body, and the Chumrius of the world. And when the Chumrius, the Grabkeit of the world, will become refined, both of the human body and of the entire world at large, then it will be a vessel to accept in it the Eir of Hashem, the light of Hashem, which that is the state of Gula. Now in penetrating the Guf, the Chumrius HaGuf, with the light of Hashem, there are in general three stages. The first stage is that the main Aveda of the person is to reveal the Eir of his Neshama. The body naturally and instinctively conceals and covers over and darkens the light of the Neshama. A man is born a Pere Odom, Ayir Pere Odom Yivolid. A man is born with bad character traits and he goes after his Tivus naturally, his natural instinct, his physical desires and his pleasures. What is his Aveda? Not to go after his Tivus, to break his Tivus, to control himself only to go in the ways of Tera Mitzvahs. He has to conquer and rule over his guf, his body, and his nefesh habamis, his animal soul. And he has to subdue the coarseness of his guf in a way that his guf should not be a cover and a concealment on the light of his neshama. The light of his neshama should prevail. That is the first level. The second level, higher than that, is the Aveda to refine the guf. Not to break the guf and take away it that it's covering over the neshama, but to refine it, to work on it, to work on one's body, to change one's character traits. That one shouldn't want the desires and the pleasures of the world. Rather, one should seek and aspire for something higher, to change the nature of the guf itself. And in this itself, there are two levels. The first level is that one's refining the guf that comes from the Eir HaNeshama. In other words, his givenness to Kedusha is with such strength that the Eir HaKedusha in his Neshama is so strong and so much and so intense that it influences and it affects the guf, that the guf should become refined. In other words, true that the guf itself is become refined, but the kedusha is the kedusha of the neshama. Narvaz, the kedusha of the neshama, finds itself in a refined guf which has worked on itself to become a keli to the Eir HaNeshama. It's a vessel now to the light of the neshama. Even higher level than that is that the guf, the body, has refined itself on its own, not from the intense light of the neshama. He reveals, a person works on his body so much until he reveals in his body, mitzad atzmei, the kedusha that's inside his body, that his body itself becomes a cheftza shel kedusha. In avedus ha'adam, in man's service to Hashem, we can see these three levels. You have the level of aveda, for example, of Torah mitzvahs. Torah mitzvahs, when a person's totally engrossed and immersed in Kedusha, he has a guf and a nefesh habamis, there's a physical world out there. No, so he protects it that it shouldn't disturb. It shouldn't disturb his aveda, his guf, his body, and his animal drives should not disturb his neshama from doing its Tera mitzvahs, and being in its world of Kedusha. Then there is the second level, the Aveda of Kol Masecha Yu L'Shem Shemayim. No, a person is Kol Masecha. He is doing physical things. However, he is doing it L'Shem Shemayim. His neshama permeates and inspires his guf, that his guf should do all its ma'asecha and drachecha, all its ways and all its dealings and all its doings, should be permeated with the kavana l'shem shamayim for Hashem. So the guf has become refined, but it's being inspired by the neshama. The highest level is b'chol drachecha do'ehu. When in drachecha, in all your ways, do'ehu, you should know him, in all drachecha, in the inyanim of the guf itself, he is Yedei Hashem. Not just he uses them for L'Shem Shomayim, for a godly purpose, but in the body itself, he reveals the godliness in the body. This is the three levels the way it is in the human being. The same is true in the entire world at large. There is the chumrius, the grobkeit of the world at large, and there's three levels in how we refine the grobkeit to the world and reveal the kedusha of Hashem in the world. The first level is to subdue and break and take away the grobkeit of the world, the grobkeit that conceals over and disturbs the hashra of kedusha. So when you take away the chumrius, you're giving place that there should be a revelation of kedusha in the world. The second level is that the gashmius of the world itself becomes a keli, becomes a vessel. It becomes refined. And now it's a vessel that in it should shine the light of kedusha. And then you have the third, ultimate, highest level, which that is that the world has become so refined that the world itself, the gashmius, the material world, becomes holy. That's going to be when Mashiach is going to come. Then it's going to be like it says in the Pasuk, V'nig l'kved Hashem, the kavod of Hashem will be revealed. V'ro kol basar yachdov kipi Hashem diber. That all flesh will see that it's the word of Hashem that spoke. All flesh, its nature will be, it will be so refined that all it will be, it will know Hashem, it will reveal Hashem, and it itself will be Kedusha. And this is the difference between the three periods of time of Moshe, of Avram, Moshe, and Mashiach. In the times of Avram, before the Torah was given, the world didn't have any zichuch. The physicality of the world was not refined. Therefore, what was Avram's Aveda? To shine the Eir HaKadosh. And if the world, if the Chumrius of the world was blocking it, then he had to break it and subdue it and take it away. That's why we call the Lashon, Rashi says about Avram, what did he do to the donkey? Vayachvesh es chamerei. He harnessed his donkey. He harnessed it. He subdued it. He controlled it. He controlled that the Chumrius, the chamer, the chumrius of the world should not stand in the way of the revelation of the Eir of Kedusha, of the Eir of Hashem, of the Eir of the Neshama. Rather, the Eir should prevail. However, in the time of Moshe, when it's already, Yidden went through the Golos of Mitzrayim, and the Golos of Mitzrayim, as it's brought down, put the Yidden through a refinery process. It refined them. The difficult work made the Yidden edel, and it took them out of their grobkeit. The world was elevated to a state in where the gashmius of the world could become a vessel to the Eir HaKedusha. And that's why by Moshe Rabbeinu already, it says, Vayarkivim alachameir. Moshe Rabbeinu used the donkey to ride on it, to that his wife and children should ride on it. Now we can already have the Eir HaKedusha, can already penetrate and inspire the Chumrius HaOlam. However, where does the Kedusha come from? The Kedusha comes from the Reichev Olav, from the rider on the donkey. But the Kedusha isn't the donkey itself. Whereas, when Mashiach is going to come, and the world will be totally refined, in a way that's going to be La'asid Lavei, then we say, Asid Melech HaMashiach Li Golos Olav. The revelation of the Eir of Mashiach will be through the donkey itself. The donkey, the chumrius, the chamer, the chumrius of the world will become so refined that it itself will reveal the Eir of Kedusha in the world. And this can maybe give us a clue also to what, how did these Avram, Moshe, and Mashiach use the donkey? By Avram, he didn't ride on it. It sounds like from the Pasuk that the donkey only carried the wood and the knife, and Avram and Yitzchak and the Shnei Na'arav didn't go on the donkey, but they walked. By Moshe, he didn't ride on it. He put in his wife and sons on it. By Melech HaMashiach, however, he, Ani V'Reichev Al-Chameir, he is riding on the donkey. Maybe according to this, we can explain the reason. In the time of Avram, when the world itself, the Chumri Yisraelim itself, was not yet refined. Then Avram, there was no connection between Avram and the donkey. So Avram didn't ride on the donkey. By Moshe already, when the world had become refined, and it's already a keli to the Erev Kedusha, so that means what we could use it for Kedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu used the donkey that his wife and his sons should ride on the donkey. But because the chumrius of the world itself hasn't become holy, and the holiness is only coming from Lamailo, therefore there's no connection between the donkey and Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Whereas Dafke La'asid Lavei when Mashiach is going to come, when the world itself will reveal the Eid of Kedusha, Osid Melech HaMashiach Li'igol Yisolav, Mashiach himself will ride on it, because then it will be revealed in the entire world in a way of Amola Oretz Deas Hashem. The world will be filled with knowledge of Hashem, Kamayim La'yom HaChasim, like water covers the seabed, and the entire world will be felt in it that the truth of the existence of every creation is really the truth of the existence of the Creator, Hashem.